This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Regulatory overreach was a topic of debate in Washington, D.C. this week regarding EPA and the implementation of the new WOTUS rule. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan told a House panel that the EPA is working in tandem with the Army Corps of Engineers in implementing the revised Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS rule, to comply with last year's Supreme Court ruling.
We've codified the clarifications, codified and clarified exclusions in support of farmers like prior converted cropland and for ranchers like the artificial ponds used for drinking water. So there were a lot of good things that were preserved as well.
Regan says that the Army Corps resumed WOTUS determinations after the EPA revised its heavily criticized earlier rule. Last May, in a 9-0 decision, the Supreme Court rejected EPA's, quote, significant nexus test in favor of a, quote, observable surface connection to navigable water to define a wetland.
We are following the prescribed direction of the Supreme Court and want to ensure that we provide certainty to our states as soon as possible.
The American Farm Bureau argued that EPA's final rule was vague in defining ditches or other farm features that fill with water only sometimes, using a portion of a much earlier Supreme Court ruling to preserve regulatory intent. For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking with Scott Youngman, Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa with Corteva. And Scott, Palmer amaranth is a difficult weed for corn and soybean farmers across the Corn Belt. What advice do you have for them?
Well, you're right, Dustin. Very prolific weed. Tough for a lot of herbicide systems to get effective control on it. So the Enlist system is highly effective with Palmer. You know, in Iowa here, we got Palmer kind of nipping at our heels, coming in on the corners. It's the ugly kid sister to water hemp, but it's coming on. It's much the same. We've got to be pretty aggressive with our program approach. We've got to have a broad spectrum pre-herbicide out. And then over the top, we're looking at Enlist Liberty tank mix. Two modes of action, dual modes of action, are both highly effective on Palmer. We can get over 90% control of Palmer. Keep that weed from coming in and spreading like it has in other states. We just don't want it in Iowa.
And Scott, where can our listeners learn more?
As always, we'd love for you to go out there to Enlist.com.
That's Scott Youngman, Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa with Corteva.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.